What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Rumble.com is the next big scam. Now, for those of you guys out there wondering why I got a towel wrapped around my lower half of the face, as you guys may or may not know by now, I actually went to Cancun about 3 days ago. I face maxed over there. I got raped in the face for about an hour with big ass, long ass needles. I got a shitload of fillers and collagen injected into me. The collagen works inside out. Collagen is what makes your face look young and radiant. After the age of 25, your face really stops producing collagen. This is why you have old face. Now, in my case, because I'm in the sun all the time, I go to the beach here in Florida, as you guys know, my face looked like it belonged to like a 50-some-year-old dude. So, right now, what I'm doing is I'm waiting for the swollenness, if you want to call it, if that's a word, you know, because after you get a surgery or any place where, you know, you get fucking sliced and injected and shit like that, water rushes in, okay, because it is a bruise. So I'm just waiting for about a week or two for the bruises and the water that makes my face swell go away. And then on top of that, I'm waiting for the collagen to kick in, maybe another 2 weeks before we see the full, full results. Will take about 3 months, will take about a month or so for the full results of the collagen to start working. But for the next week or two, we're gonna have this towel wrapped around my jaw, cause I wanna show you my Giga Chad jawline in all its glory. Anyway, this video is not about a jawline. It's about how Tinder, Tinder is a scam. I think you guys figured that out by now. But how Rumble.com is a scam. So, Rumble.com is on the New York Stock Exchange. I think it's on NASDAQ, I believe. So, they are selling shares to the public. And for those of you who don't know, Rumble.com is a video sharing platform. Pretty much what we do at MGTOW TV, they do it over there. Except now they have like 80 million people using their platform. Now, I know what you guys are saying. Yo, Amr, that's great that they have 80 million people using the platform. Well, here's the problem. They're not profitable, okay? These videos, they gotta be stored somewhere. That's money, okay? Live streaming bandwidths cost money. Rumble is nowhere near profitability. In fact, before Rumble became Rumble Stock, it was another company, I forgot the name of it, CFI something, but Rumble was part of another company, and then that other company, you know, just became Rumble altogether. Now, Rumble, you know, that company's, their stock was averaging like $10, and then when they became Rumble, they went down to like almost $6. So ever since whatever previous company Rumble was, now as Rumble, their stock actually lost value since half a year ago. Now, here's the deal. Now, this is why Rumble is a scam. You see, Rumble's stock shoots up when Andrew Tate goes online and tells people to support Rumble, okay? Let me say that one more time. Rumble's stock skyrockets when Andrew Tate goes online and sends out his emails telling people to get on Rumble right now. So if you guys watched Andrew Tate's live stream today, it's on Rumble.com. I'm going to put it up on MGTOW TV in a couple of minutes. In fact, by the time you see this video, the Andrew Tate's live stream might already be on MGTOW TV, okay? Andrew Tate, in his live stream, guys, He has a studio. It's a Rumble studio, okay? You know how CNN, they have a CNN logo behind them? Well, now Andrew Tate has the Rumble logo behind him. So, you know, we can only make speculation, but in all likelihood, guys, Andrew Tate bought Rumble stock, and now he's pretty much pumping Rumble stock, you know? Rumble stock is, first of all, guys, I'm not a financial analyst. I never did stocks before, okay? So don't take my advice. I'm just giving you my personal info if you wanna, you know, take it and work with it. You wanna reject it all, man, that's totally up to you. I am not a financial analyst or a stock market guru by any stretch, okay? This is what I witnessed, okay? So today, when the stock markets opened, the stock market opened at about $7, okay? Rumble was $7. Then Andrew Tate sent out an email saying, hey guys, I'm gonna be on Rumble. So Rumble stock started to go up, and throughout the day, Rumble stock kept going up and up and up. And then Andrew Tate did a live stream at 2 o'clock. So here's the deal, guys. Andrew Tate usually does not live stream at 2 o'clock, okay? He's overseas where there's 6-7 hours in front of us. So Andrew Tate, in all likelihood, as a Rumble stock owner, okay, again, we're just speculating here, but if you put one and one together, you don't have to be a fucking genius from Harvard to figure what's going on out, okay? So in all likelihood, guys, Andrew, when he did his live stream today, Andrew's entire live stream today pretty much was get on Rumble, support Rumble. Rumble.com is the future. And he had other people join him, like, you know, Tekashi 6x9 and some other guy named Steve Will Do It. They were wearing Rumble merchandise. They were telling everybody to get on Rumble, support Rumble. In the chat, there were people saying Rumble to the moon, buy Rumble stock right now. So Rumble stock, but when Andrew Tate started, before Andrew Tate started live streaming, his stock was at Rumble, well, not his stock, well, it probably is his stock, he probably owns a good portion of Rumble, to say the least. Rumble stock was at $8.20, okay? By the time Andrew Tate finished live streaming at 4 o'clock, you know, surprisingly, guys, Andrew Tate finished live streaming just about the same time the markets closed, okay? So, Rumble stock closed the day at, I think, like $8.46 or $8.50, okay? At one point during Andrew Tate's speech where he was telling everybody to go to Rumble, Rumble stock went up to $8.64. So Rumble stock went up 20. At one point, Rumble stock was up 21% today. So if you are a guy and you spent $1,000 to buy Rumble stock this morning and you sold it like $345, $350, you would have made a 20% gain. So imagine if you put in $1,000 and then you took out that, you know, then you sold off your Rumble stock, you would have made probably $200 in profits today, okay? So again, not financial advice. All I'm saying, guys, for those of you guys who play the stock market, shit like that, Rumble might be good too short, okay? If you're gonna short a stock, it means you buy it when it's low, and then when it goes up, you sell it, okay? Kind of like, this is how people made money in crypto, man. They buy crypto when it's cheap, and then when it skyrockets, they sell it off. I don't know if you got any of you guys who own Dogecoin. I own Dogecoin, okay? I remember when fucking that jutard Elon Musk was saying, yo, man, Dogecoin to the moon, man. I saw Dogecoin go up from like 6 cents all the way up to fucking 72 cents. My dumbass didn't sell. So overall, guys, I lost about 400. How many dollars did I lose in crypto? Overall, guys, I think I might have lost like $400 on crypto overall, okay? So, not a big deal. I mean, there are people out there who fucking committed suicide because they lost it all on crypto. There are people out there who, like my Egyptian cousin. No, not the one who ripped me off in Egypt. I have tons of cousins, okay? My father had fucking 12 brothers and sisters, okay? So, I have tons and tons of family members, literally. Anyway, one of my other cousins, he went on, what's that dumb thing called? Bitcoin. He went early on Bitcoin. He bought Bitcoin early. He was a truck driver. So he bought Bitcoin early with some of his truck driver savings. And now the son of a bitch is living like a king in Egypt. Like fucking popping bottles and shit. And like having hookers come in and out of his house doing blow. So, you know, some people get lucky. It's all about opportunity. It's all about getting in early, guys. It's all about getting in early and knowing when to get the fuck out, okay? You know, so if you go into crypto or the stock market, you bet it all and it ends up losing, you know, you can fucking commit suicide. A lot of people did that with fucking crypto. Anyways, going back to Rumble being a scam, you guys have to understand, man, video sharing platforms are not profitable, man. I've had MGTOW TV for, what, 4 years? We never made money. MGTOW TV never made a freaking cent. In fact, there have been time where I had to put over $1,000 of my hard-earned money in MGTOW TV. Guys, for the past 4 years, I have to work to keep MGTOW TV running. This just goes to show you that there is no money in video sharing platforms. So, and MGTOW TV is getting 30,000 viewers a month. It cost us about $1,000 now to run MGTOW TV with 30,000 viewers a month. Imagine a website like fucking Rumble. They have 80 million users a month. And guess what? The vast majority of these people, they like 99%, like 99.9% of them, they're not paying. You know? Believe it or not, TFM and Terrence Pop, they get more viewers on Rumble than they do on MGTOW TV. But guess what? The people on MGTOW TV actually pay. So Terrence Pop and TFM, they make more money. I make more money with a fraction of the viewers on Rumble. Okay? So it actually is in my best benefit, Amar Mitwali, to have Rumble around. Why? Because you let all the people who are not gonna pay, you know, all the freebie people, yeah, go over to Rumble, man. Drive up their bandwidth cost, drive up their storage cost, come over to MGTOW TV to freaking donate, you know, super chat, okay? Because all of a sudden, you know, there were like, there's like up to 300 people at one time watching TFM at MGTOW TV. Now that number has switched over to Rumble. Well, guess what? You know, those 200 people watching on Rumble, guess what? You're causing Rumble to fucking lose money on you guys. So the 100 or so people over at MGTOW TV, first of all, you're not straining our servers. You're not causing me to lose money because, you know, we can keep a small server. And the vast majority of you guys on MGTOW TV, you are super chatting, you know. So TFM, he makes his money. I make my money. We live happily ever after. So the best way, guys, to support MGTOW TV, guys, is one of two things. Super chat, okay? Super chat content creators. We have our super chats available throughout the whole website. It's not just live streaming. So you can super chat somebody just in the comment section, man. Just say, hey, man, thanks, great video. Here's, you know, $5, $10, you know, $1. Everything helps. So the content creator, they get 10%. They get, so what we take 10% plus 30 cents to cover the credit card cost. In the future, guys, we're going to remove the 30%, 30 cents. That way the, the content creator can get 100%, not 100%, they can get 90% of the money. Reason why I'm smiling is that there are people walking past me. I'm in the car, they're walking past me. They're looking at me like, oh shit, looks like Al-Qaeda is on the line. They have no idea. You know, I look like fucking Al-Qaeda, shit like that. But these people have no idea that I just saw line maxed. And that's why I'm covering my face, you know. They know who I am. They see me at the Beta Male Cafe all the time. So I don't think I have to worry about the police showing up. I gotta keep my eyes on a swivel in case the police shows up, man. Some of these guys are like fucking show up out of nowhere. But yeah, most police guys, most people, this is fucking small town USA. Most people know me. So, you know, as you guys know, I have to do DoorDash every now and then just to pay for MGTOW TV server. So when I work here 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock late at night, and the police are like, so sir, what are you doing tonight? I show them the DoorDash app and they're like, oh, you're the local DoorDash dude. Not to mention, guys, one of the people I deliver to quite often is like a police supervisor. So I tell them, hey, I know Sergeant so-and-so. They're like, oh, cool. Yeah, I deliver to him all the time. They're like, okay, sir, have a good day. So I'm cool. Yeah, we're cool. But yeah, going back to the point of this video, guys, is that if you guys want to make money, and I'm actually going to look into this myself, I'm going to short Rumble. Let me say that one more time. I am going to short Rumble, okay? What I took notice is that Rumble stock hits bottom at around $6.50 to $7, okay? So you guys out there, you want to buy, again, I'm not a financial analyst. I'm not giving you stock advice. I'm just saying what I, Amer Mitwali, would do, okay? I would buy Rumble stock. Oh, here comes an old white, she turned the corner. Okay, I was going to say if an old white lady passed by me, seeing me like this, you know, looks like I'm on the phone here, you know. Maybe she's saying, oh, he's talking to Osama bin Laden with this hand, and then with the camera phone, he's like sending images back to Afghanistan. That would be funny, wouldn't you think? Anyways, you know, if a police officer passed by, he'd probably lose his shit. You know, this is why I'm keeping my eyes on a swivel, and I'm going to try to end this video. Imagine a police officer passing by and seeing me like this, you know, one hand here and another hand fucking like I'm fucking photographing the city. Anyways, what I would do, what I, Amer Mitwali, would do is that I would look at Rumble stock early in the morning, okay? And if it's under $7, especially if it's around $6.50, I'll buy it, okay? And when I sell, okay, here's the deal. Andrew Tate, like I said earlier, Andrew Tate is pumping up the stock, okay? Rumble stock skyrockets whenever Andrew Tate does a live stream, okay? Now, I don't know about you guys, but I'm on Andrew Tate's newsletter. So before Andrew Tate does a live stream, he sends out a email saying, hey guys, Rumble to the moon, I'm going to do Rumble. So of course, all the beta males, all the simps, they go there, they start buying Rumble stock. And then when Andrew goes online, he's like, Rumble is number one, guys. Come to Rumble, support Rumble. And then obviously there are agents in the chat who buy a Rumble, who tell you to buy a Rumble stock. And of course, you know, when you get 50, 60,000 beta males watching you and they're all fucking broke, living with their mama, and then they see Rumble stock like $7, $8, you know, that's like what, working an hour over at Popeyes? They can afford to buy Rumble stock. So when they buy the Rumble stock, because what I took notice, okay, what I took notice during Andrew's live stream is that Rumble stock will go up and then it will come down. Then it will go back up again. Then it will come down. What's going on? The beta males are buying the Rumble stock, while the smart people, Jews, I should say, are selling Rumble stock, okay? So, if you're smart, and this is what I plan on doing as a dirty Jew, buy Rumble when it's under $7, wait until fucking Andrew Tate comes on, fucking blows up the stream with his antics, you know, Rumble to the moon, shit like that, you know, and I would sell like maybe 15, 20 minutes before Andrew Tate ends his live stream. Because like I said, guys, Rumble stock went up 21% during Andrew's live stream, okay? By the time Andrew did his live, by the time Andrew Tate started the live stream, Rumble stock was already up like 14%, but it peaked out at like freaking 21%, and then when his stream ended, which ended the same time the stock market closes, it Rumble stock was up a total of like 19% since it opened this morning. So you guys out there who want to make some money day trading, look at Rumble stock, okay? Look at Rumble stock. Get on Andrew Tate's newsletter. Go to, what's his website? CobraTate.com, okay? Go to CobraTate.com. Sign up for his newsletter. Guys, you have to understand, we are shorting Rumble, okay? We're not investing in Rumble. Rumble to the moon ain't gonna happen. Rumble is bullshit, okay, guys? You guys need to understand something, you know? Everybody here, you all probably heard of Vimeo, right? Vimeo.com, okay? Vimeo is like YouTube, but in Vimeo's place, what they do, guys, is that they sell everything for sale, okay? There really is no free streaming, free video uploading. There probably is, but it's very, very limited, okay? Because Vimeo knows, you know, this shit costs money, okay? This is why I started out with MGTOW.TV, guys. I started out with MGTOW TV because MGTOW, it's only going to get smaller. It's not going to get any bigger, you know? So, yeah, with MGTOW TV, worst case scenario, you have to go out, you know, turn on the DoorDash app, make, you know, $20-$30, you know, and make up for $600-$700 that we lose every month. Okay, I can do that. Okay, no problem. You know, I don't want to do it, but, you know, man's got to do what a man's got to do. But the reality of the matter is, it's super expensive to do what Rumble is doing, you know. We all think, you know, the more people come into your platform, the more money you make. No, you know, the more people who go to Amazon, the more money Amazon makes, because those people are buying shit, you know. Every person who goes to Rumble.com and watches a video, watches a live stream, and doesn't pay, you're actually costing the company money. So Vimeo, if you look at Vimeo stock is only like $3, guys, okay? Go on Google, type in Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O, Vimeo stock. It's only like $3, maybe $4 at the most, okay? Rumble is actually overrated, you know, even though Rumble now is like $8, $9, it's overrated, guys. Rumble really should be like $4, maybe $5 at the most, okay? But the reason why Rumble, you know, goes up $13, $14, comes down to like fucking $6-$7, it's all because of Andrew Tate, you know. When Andrew Tate moved to Rumble, Rumble went from like $6-$7, they shot up to like $13-$14 when Andrew said, I'm going over to Rumble. So Rumble stock goes up whenever Andrew Tate announces that he's gonna do a live stream on Rumble, okay, guys? So keep that part in mind. Again, Rumble stock, a lot like cryptocurrency, is a fucking scam. Your job is to short freaking Rumble. And again, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not a stock analyst. I am telling you what I will do. I'm a day trader, guys. That's what day traders do. day traders, they buy stock, they sell stock, they probably do during the same day. Again, I never ever did any stock trading in my life. I'm just a guy who realized that Rumble stock is very low, and it's very low for a reason. In fact, it actually should even be lower. See, smart people, they know that Rumble should be worth $3-4. They know that. But you know what? The average Andrew Tate, 18-year-old, living in his mama's basement, you know, he doesn't know that. They don't know that. See, this is why it's super duper easy to scam people nowadays. There's a fucking Indian curry sale, okay? You all know who I'm talking about. No, it's not fucking Yogi Obes, okay? This guy is referred to as King of the Bathrobes, like Stardust would call him. That curry sale is fucking selling a fitness book for $1,000. Let me say that one more time. This fucking curry sale is selling a book on how to get buff for $1,000. Guys, you guys watching this, you want to get buff? I'll tell you how to get buff. First order of business, get your testosterone and your estrogen under control. Go to a doctor, okay? Find out if your estrogen and testosterone are okay. If you're a young dude, you know, naturally try to get that shit taken care of. You know, lower your estrogen, lose some fat, because if you lower your estrogen, especially losing fat, that will actually naturally increase your testosterone. If you're an old dude like me, you know, you're well into, well, I'm not well into my 40s, but if you're over 40, you can go on testosterone replacement therapy. So really, the first order of business for any guy out there, check your estrogen, testosterone. And if they are wrong, if you're a young dude, just sit down with a doctor and be like, hey man, listen, I want to gain muscle, I want to lose fat, you know. They might be able to work out a plan with you, okay? Another option that I do, and again, I'm not giving anybody here medical advice, go to fucking Cancun, go to fucking Thailand, get a shitload of D-Bol, get a shitload of Clin. D-Bol is for muscle gain, Clin is for losing fat. Now, I don't do any of the above, okay? I do TRT, as you guys know. I do it under medical supervision, and I'm happy with the results, okay? I do something called Allestat, I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm going to show it to you in another video, okay? But Allestat, here in America, there's a brand name called Ally, A-L-L-Y. Guys, it's hella expensive, okay? However, you can get that shit from Mexico dirt cheap. Not only can you get that shit from Mexico dirt cheap, but guess what? You can get that shit from Mexico. You can even get it twice as strong as the shit you buy here in America, which is way overpriced, okay? This is why I'm telling you guys, okay? Best thing to do for you guys, especially if you're fucking fat, hop on a plane, go to Cancun, go to Mexico, you know, get Allestat, okay? I'm gonna show it to you. Guys, I've actually crapped my pants in public before, okay? Allestat, what it does, okay? I know this video is not fucking about crapping pants in public, okay? Allestat, what it does is that it diverges 25% of the fat you eat directly into poop. So let's say you go out and you eat fucking McDonald's, it's gonna divert 25% of that shit literally into shit, okay? There have been times where I wake up in the morning and I fucking crapped my pants already, because that's how the shit works, okay? Now here's the deal, guys, here's the deal. Damn it, the light is gonna go away. I'm gonna end this video in a couple minutes anyways. Anyway, here's the deal, guys, okay? Just because Allestat diverges like up to 25% of the fat you eat doesn't give you the right to go out and fucking eat chicken wings, pizza, McDonald's, all that trash, especially Coca-Cola, shit like that. Because those carbs, those sugars, those will be converted to fat later on. You know, Allestat only works when fat enters the body, okay? your body converting shit into fat. Alistat will not help you with that, okay? Alistat will only help you with fat that's going into your body via eating, you know, hamburgers, shit like that, okay? So, Alistat is not a free pass for you guys to go out and eat whatever you please. You still have to eat clean. You still have to do intermittent fasting, which I do. You know, most of the day I don't eat. I eat once a day. I might eat twice a day if I'm like really hungry, because again, man, you know, I'm crap, and I've been to the crapper twice today already, and I might go the third time, okay? I'll be making a video about this shit later on, but the point I'm trying to tell you guys is that you guys are being scammed, man. It's far easier and far more profitable to scam people nowadays than actually do hard work. This is what you guys out there have to understand. Again, you got a fucking Indian curry seal dude who's been under the knife. He had fillers, collagen. Listen, man, I'm gonna be making a video about this Indian scammer later on, but let me tell you something, okay? As somebody who grew up, lived in the Indian community, somebody who sees fucking Indians every week at the freaking at the mosque, let me tell you something, man. Indians go under the knife all the time, okay? Especially when it comes to that fucking fugly nose of theirs, okay? Indians, they do all sorts of cosmetic surgery, okay? So this fucking curry sale who shows up on the internet, he's like, hey guys, look at me. When I was young, I was weak, I was ugly. If you buy my book for $1,000, you can be like me. It's like, nah, bro, nah. You went under the knife, you got fucking cosmetic surgery, okay? You bought a shitload of D-ball and clean, but you don't want to tell your simp viewers about, because they're not going to buy your fucking $1,000 dollar book. That's a fucking scam, okay? Anyway, guys, the whole point of this video, guys, is that we sadly and unfortunately live in a world today where everything is a fucking scam, man. You know, it's easier to scam people, make money from scamming people. And the sad thing is, a lot of people out there, they wanna be scammed. You know, it's for, you know, for some reason, you know, if you tell a person, hey man, I'll show you how to gain muscle by hard work. Let me tell you something, man. Yesterday I was at the gym, okay? Dude, I did a hack squat until I couldn't go anymore. I remember, man, I was on the machine, I was going up, I was like 65% of the way up, and then my legs just gave out, man. See, this is why I stopped doing squats, because if you're doing squats and your body gives up on you, and that shit falls on you, especially if you're doing like 300 plus pounds like I do, you dead, motherfucker. So, you know, for you to get results in the gym, you know, fucking taking D-ball and TRT ain't gonna be all that unless you're putting in the work. And that work includes being in the gym fucking 5 hours, going until your body can't go no more. And when your body can't go no more, you do another fucking machine, you know, until your body can't go no more with that motherfucking machine. But for a lot of people out there, man, they would rather pay a fucking $1,000 for a freaking scam book than actually go to the gym and put in the work. This is just the world we live in today. It's really the same thing with Rumble, guys. Rumble.com is just a quick scam for the people running it, for the people who invested in it. The only way Rumble can actually be profitable is if Rumble gets a whole lot of ads run. You know, just like YouTube runs ads, the only way Rumble can be profitable, guys, is if ads are run on Rumble the same way they are run on fucking YouTube. And for that to happen, a lot of people, a lot of advertisers have to abandon YouTube for Rumble, okay? That's really the only way Rumble can be profitable, okay? Super chats, you know, again, there were 65,000 people watching Andrew Tate today, and out of 65,000 people for a 2-hour live stream, he only got like $100 and some dollars in fucking super chats. That's not enough to pay for the bandwidth that was used during that live stream, okay? So you guys out there, you all need to understand, man. There is no money in video platforms, okay? I know some of you guys out there have been saying, Amr, you should do a fundraiser for MGTOW TV. I'm thinking of doing a fundraiser for MGTOW TV because in about less than a week, I will have to pay $700. It's actually $1,000, but thanks to Super Chats and the money I make from Super Chats and the little memberships we have, I make like $300, so I have to put in $700 from my pockets in about a week's time. Guys, if everybody watching this, or at least half of the people on MGTOW TV were to, here's the deal. If half of you, if half the people who watch MGTOW TV on a religious basis, because a lot, we have about 2,000 people who show up to MGTOW TV, okay? If 2,000, if 1,000 people, okay, if 1,000 people were to get the $1 a month membership, I wouldn't have to put any money from my pocket. So this just goes to show you guys, we've been in business 4 years. We only have 30,000 people. We serve a very, very small niche website, and we never made money with MGTOW TV, man. We never made money. And I told him, my accountant was like, dude, if you don't start showing a profit, the IRS might say this is a fucking hobby, we are on track to make, we up until now we grossed over like $40,000. However, over 90% of that goes to the content creator, and then whatever is left goes to the running the servers and what have you. So even though a lot of people will say, Amr, you made $45,000 from January until freaking, almost November, yeah, but over 90% of that money went to the content creator, and the rest went to the servers and people who run the servers. We have a sysadmin. He gets $75 a month. I mean, our biggest cost, guys, are the servers. We have two servers. We have a server that you guys access when you go on MGTOWTV.com. We have a server that hosts the script, and then we have another server that hosts the videos. All these videos on MGTOW TV, man, they're somewhere. They're stored somewhere, guys. They're stored on a server. They're not floating around the cloud. And that server, because we got it recently because the other one ran out of space, that server cost us $350 a month. It has 100 terabytes on it, so God willing, it's going to take us a couple of years to fill up. Imagine if we grew like Rumble, Imagine if all of a sudden we get like fucking a million people coming to MGTOW TV. That $350 server, we probably have to get like five or six of them, And the server that you guys access right now, it's a powerful server. It's like $230 for that server, but it's a powerful server. We'd have to get a couple of those servers to handle, having, a million people. So the more people who show up to the MGTOW TV, the worst it actually is for us, because we have to scale up our operations. The only way it can be better is if, people buy the membership or they super chat. I'm gonna try really hard to get some ad money in, but let's be honest, who wants to touch MGTOW TV with a 1,000,000-foot pole? So, and one last thing, guys, GiveSend Bro doesn't cost us much because it's static, meaning that GiveSend Bro, we don't have video sharing on it or anything like that, or live streaming. So TFM is on it, MGTOW Podcast is on it, Terrence Pop is on it. We only take 5% of what they make. So if you donate like $100 to them, they'll take $95, okay? So that's another thing to keep in mind, guys. If you want to help everybody out, go to Give Sin Bro. Sign up for TFM. Sign up for Terrence Pop. Sign up for MGTOWN Podcast and whoever else is over there we have. And like I said, we only make 5%. So they get to keep 95% of the money. And I pay out quickly, guys. I usually pay out within a week or two, you know. So, yeah, man. The bottom line here, guys, is that Rumble.com is a scam. The stock is going to be artificially pumped by Andrew Tate. Again, these are all just me saying what I think. You know, maybe Andrew Tate doesn't own a single stock of Rumble, but hey, man, one and one and one equals three. So, yeah, Rumble, guys, don't think Rumble will go to the moon, okay? The only way Rumble can ever break out from where it is if all the advertisers say, hey, man, we're leaving Google, we're leaving YouTube, we're going over to Rumble. That's the only way Rumble will actually be profitable. And everybody knows that. Listen, man, you know, the big guys, the guys who have millions of dollars, billions of dollars, they all know that video sharing platforms are not profitable. And if they are, it's very, very minimal. Okay, you look at, again, Vimeo.com. Their stock is like $3.50, man. And I honestly don't know if Vimeo ever was profitable, okay? So this just goes to show you guys, you know. I know a lot of people, you know, there's a guy on fucking YouTube who's hyping Rumble. He's like, Rumble to the moon, man. Buy Rumble, man. Buy it now before it goes up. Ooh, it's like, bro. There is, for you to buy a stock that's gonna go up, it has to be a profitable business, okay? I know a lot of people bought Dogecoin, and I think a lot of people who bought Dogecoin kind of regret doing it because they were taken for a ride. I know I was one of them, but yeah, Rumble.com, guys, is the next Dogecoin. It's the next big scam. So, hey, man, if people want to be scammed, well, guess what? I'm going to scam you. So, what I, Amar Metwali, I'm going to do, and again, this is for me, not for you. You guys are more than welcome to take my knowledge, do whatever you want with it. But for me, Amar Metwali, guys, I'm going to wait for Rumble.com stock to go below $7, buy a shitload of it, and then when Andrew Tate pumps it, I'm gonna sell it a couple of minutes before his live stream ends. You know, that's gonna be my method for making money now, you know. If people wanna be scammed by Rumble stock, hell, let me be a scam artist myself. Why not, you know? I mean, it's legal, you know. Nothing wrong. You know, it's not illegal to short a stock. It's not illegal to buy a stock, you know, and sell it a couple of hours later. That's what fucking day trading is, you know. So, anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. And I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care. Peace. Damn it. It's... okay, maybe now. Nah. It's dark. You couldn't see my jawline anyways.